In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Part of being saved is asking the right questions and then giving the right answers to them. This young man who came to the Lord didn't ask the right question, and he didn't know the right answers. This happens time and time again. Someone I know, unfortunately, who apostatized from the faith. It's a hard thing to say. It should be a very hard thing to do, but he accomplished it because he asked the wrong questions. There's a big question out there that people ask, and it's the wrong question. And that is outside of orthodoxy. People will say, am I saved? And how can I know I'm saved? So there's this whole doctrine that is developed that is an answer to the wrong question. Well, if it's the wrong question, it's definitely the wrong answer too. We have to ask the right questions and answer them in the right way. So let's not pay much attention to what this young man asked, because it was the wrong question. What good thing can I do to be saved? That's not the right question. Here are the right questions. I have four questions for you today. Why are you here? What are you doing here? What made you decide to get out of bed and come here today? You should know. Of course, we've talked about this a lot before, right? Who are you? It's a very important question. Most people don't ask that question, and if they are asked that question, they don't know the answer. You can see that all over our world now. People don't know who they are. You must know who you are. What do you want to do? So what are you trying to accomplish in life? Many people don't know. The Christian church knows. We know what we want to do. We also know how we will do it. So how are you going to do it? How are you going to accomplish what you should do? It's intimately related to who you are. So these questions can easily be answered with the help of this young man, despite his ignorance, and St. Paul. So why are you here today? Well, we've talked about this before. To meet God, to be in his presence, to partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for enlightenment and for wisdom, for the purging of your sins, for eternal life. This is why we are here. And even if you don't partake of communion today, you're still in the presence of God. And you should be meeting God in a mystical way here, unlike any other place. The Lord talked to the man when he had told him about all these commandments that he should follow, which were not technically the correct answer, not the full answer. He gave the full answer when the man was sorry, or when the man said, I've done all these, what else should I do? The Lord said, if you want to be perfect. So you should be here today because you want to be perfect. Don't tell me that's not possible, because later on the Lord says, with man things this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So your purpose for being here should be to become perfect, because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to become perfect. This is your purpose. Because if you are perfect, where there is no sin in your heart, no darkness, only light, only God, then you have fulfilled your purpose, which is to be with God, to know him, to be united with him. It's the whole purpose of your life, the whole purpose of the church, and the purpose for you coming here today. If you're coming for any other reason, then it might be at least a decent reason, but it's not the correct reason. The correct reason to come to liturgy, the correct reason to pray to God, the correct reason to humble yourself is because you want to be perfect, because God has called you to perfection, because you're made in his image and you are attaining his likeness. So that's very much wrapped up with the second question that I ask you. Who are you? Well, you're a person made in the image of God. But what did St. Paul say about himself? He said he was the least of the apostles, right? But then he added something very important. By the grace of God, I am what I am. That's what you are. By the grace of God, you are what you are. Now, I'm not trying to make some sort of, circular logic here. You are filled with God by the grace of God. You are saved by the grace of God. God saves you by his grace. You are what you are because of his grace. You are everything by his grace and nothing without his grace. A person who knows that about themselves truly knows themselves. Because if they know they are nothing without God's grace and everything with his grace, then they will pursue him. And anything that detracts from feeling his grace, they will not want to do. And they will force themselves to go against that way. Even if there are embedded sins, even if there are things that are hard for them to stop, if they know that without God's grace they have no life, then they pursue good in all cases. Now, we make mistakes, we fall down and we get up. But if you don't know who you are, then you don't have a chance. You must know who you are. Most of you, anybody who's known me for a little while, knows that I ask this question all the time to people. And I mention it all the time in sermons because it's so important. When I ask this question to people for the first time, most of the time, the answer is a confused one. Sometimes people are very honest to me and they say, I have no idea. One of the ways of asking, who are you, is what is your purpose? People don't know. We should know our purpose. Our purpose is to be filled with the grace of God and therefore become what we can be. This is very good news. This is extremely good news because we can't do much. If you depend on yourself for your own power, you find that you fail rapidly and repeatedly. But by God's grace, we can do anything. By God's grace, we can be more than conquerors. By God's grace, we can accomplish the impossible. Because what's impossible for man is easy for God. So you must know who you are. If you know who you are, that helps you in everything. It helps you to be humble. It helps you to be compassionate. It helps you to not feel lonely or to be despondent or depressed about your life. Because you know that you are what you are by God making you so, and God can make you better. This is a very important thing. Now the other question, what do you want to do? Well, we touched on it a little bit, really. You want to be perfect. You want to be perfect. By the grace of God, become perfect. That should be what you want. I hope you see how these questions are so much more powerful than just the question that you might get from churches around here that might say, that will ask, how am I saved and how can I know I'm saved? That's a very shallow question. Who are you is a very deep question. Why are you is a very deep question. And what do you want to do and how are you going to do it? These are the important questions. So we go from grace to grace, from virtue to virtue, and God fills us with himself. This is the purpose of our life, to become like God. So we have to know these things. So how are you going to do it? Well, we really just talked about it, didn't we? By the grace of God, you are going to do it. By the grace of God, and only by the grace of God. But the grace of God is not some sort of static thing. It's not some sort of magical elixir that you drink and you become powerful. The grace of God is God's presence in our life, and we either accept his presence or reject it. We go toward it or we go away from it. We grow because of it or we die because of it. Because if we don't react to the grace of God with love and yearning and desire, then we cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, then you'll die. So by the grace of God, we are everything. And if we know this, we pursue the grace of God. What a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful gospel. This is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful gospel. Because you can't do anything without God. Ask the right questions and answer them correctly. Very, very important. By the grace of God, we are what we are. Isn't that wonderful? Do you want to be what you are without the grace of God? It's not a very pretty sight, is it? When you don't act according to the grace of God, what happens? Not very good things at all. So by the grace of God, you are what you are. If we know this, if we live according to it, then yeah, you'll start praying more. You'll fast better. You'll be more kind to people and everything else. You have to know who you are. May God help us to know who we are and to pursue the Almighty to live in His grace, because by His grace we are what we are and we will become what we shall be. May God bless you. Amen.